This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
It is time for the spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Trade Us. Go to gotradeus.com for all your grain marketing needs. AD, I hope you're having a better day than Tiger Woods is having today in the Open Championship. I think he's 15 over par right now.
Ouch. Yeah, he's start the jet.
Could have done that yesterday, probably, for Tiger Woods.
Start the jet.
Better get out of there.
Yeah, I imagine he's not flying commercial.
Yeah, fly the jet. Not good. Started up, baby.
Tiger Woods having a rough go. Currently, just to give an update on him at the Open Championship, he's actually plus 13. 13
over. Is there anybody worse than that?
Thank you for asking. There's two golfers worse than that. Now, there's a couple that have withdrawn from the tournament. John Daly has withdrawn after a first round 82, which is, I think, 11 over. Ernie Els also withdrew, 11 over par. But the guy's still playing. Todd Hamilton, who won the Open in 04, he's 16 over par. He's like almost 60 years old.
Okay.
And then some guy I've never heard of, Bora Boonsub. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, that's it. Now, to give Tiger a little bit of credit here, he's tied with the U.S. Open winner from last year, Wyndham Clark.
Okay.
Is 13 over par. That's a bad round for Wyndham, or bad tourney for Wyndham. He will not make the cut. The cut line right now is at plus 4.
Okay.
So Tiger's, 9 off the cut line. You won't see him fire up the jet, as AD said. Right now, the leader is Shane Lowry with Daniel Brown. They're both minus 5. A name from the past you haven't heard for a while, Justin Rose. Just 2 back. Former U.S. Open winner, Justin Rose.
It's been a while since he's been up there, man.
Scottie Scheffler, of course, a name we all know, is 3 back. So he's very, very much so in contention going into the weekend. He still has 4 holes left on his round.
Okay, we got the British Open to look forward to this weekend.
Yes. AD played a version of the British Open yesterday up in Homer, Nebraska, Landman Golf Course.
How was that?
It was absolutely beautiful, man.
Was it?
Beautiful, beautiful. First of all, the weather-wise, we lucked out, man. We had a great day to golf. I think it was maybe, 82, 83 degrees. It was beautiful, man. I want to go back again so bad. This time yesterday, we had just teed off. Our tee time was 8 o'clock. And I'm going to say a lot more on our show, but it was, guys, it was... That probably, and me and Jake were talking about it, that is now one of my favorite courses in Nebraska.
Why?
The layout, the staff for a course, and Jake would probably concur on this, a course of that prestige, of that caliber, they weren't pretentious, they weren't bougie. It's just like walking in a muni course, because it is a public course. Mm-hmm. The prices were awesome. It was, you have a walk-up theme song. They said, what's your walk-up song? When you go to the tee box, there's a walk-up song. We played the Beastie Boys.
Really? What song?
License to Ill.
Okay, I don't know how that one.
You know what mine was?
I had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me in a court of, riding up the sand, kicking. So it was,
good job.
The music was blaring.
Thank you.
You'd appreciate it. Our song, no joke, the last 2 years we played it was Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
No kidding. That sounds...
Dead serious. That was our song, the walk-up song to Landman.
Huh? Yeah.
And they have about anything you'd want?
They got a boombox.
Any song, they can find it, yeah.
That is...
Yeah.
So that was the
Beastie
song.
Beastie Boys.
So I was. You can see I was dancing on the way up there.
Oh, you were dancing.
Fresh off a colonoscopy the day before.
That's how you celebrate a colonoscopy right there. You just go play some golf.
Wow.
Sounds great.
Jake, what stood out to the course to you, man, the most?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful property, as you said. The layout is...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
It's gorgeous. I think they did a good job. It's a course that in 5 years' time will be really even tougher. A lot of stuff growing into it. So it's still a young course, only 2 years old. But
and how long is it from Lincoln?
3 hour drive.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, it feels like you're in a different country up there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it does look. God, it does look like that.
I played golf in Scotland once, and there's some similarities to that.
AD's showing me
it's
photos.
Beautiful. It's a link-style golf course.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
There's a green out there, Sip, that literally is in half an acre.
Really? It's the largest green in North America.
Oh, really?
Hole 17 green at Landman is the largest green in North America.
Landman, and this is, say the town again.
It's Homer. So up by Sioux City, Iowa. Homer, Nebraska, northeast.
That is crazy.
Northeast Nebraska, Homer.
Yep. Well, I'm on the green.
Yeah,
well,
I got a 500-foot putt, though.
Well, a buddy of ours, Boyd Ober, Alex Ober, his son. So it was me, Boyd Ober, his son Alex Ober, and Steve Maley from Maley Marketing here in town. And Alex had a putt. That had to be, I mean, it was a long one. I don't even know how far it was. Boyd had one on a different one that was just, I mean, it was
200 feet.
Yeah, it was hilarious how far it is, man. But it was awesome time, Sip.
That sounds great.
Now, this is the same course that it tee times go up for the year on New Year's Eve. And they were filled for the entire year in 3 hours on New Year's Eve.
So you guys made it way back then.
Well, Boyd or Alex? It was either Boyd or Alex that made it. Or one of their friends, if something came up, well, put it this way, Boyd hit me up last week, AD, can you play Landman on the 18th, which was Thursday. Well, I knew I had my colonoscopy on Wednesday. I was going to move my colonoscopy.
Really?
You can't miss Landman.
Yeah, I can reschedule that easily, you know. But it all worked out. I asked my doctor, hey, would I still be able to play? He goes, oh, yeah, you'll be fine. But it was, they booked out in 3 hours.
Good for you, AD. Good for you to get the colonoscopy and then getting the golf round in Homer.
Yes.
Last thing before I get out of here, during the break, we got a gift from our sponsors here. Applied Connective Technologies provided me, you, and Bill these polos.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Nice.
Good material, too.
Thank you so much.
Nice material there. Yes. So thanks. And you won't get hacked. Don't get hacked! Applied Connective.
Sip, I want to ask you a quick question before we go. Mm-hmm. Who are you most excited to visit with at Big Ten Media Days?
A Nebraska player or anybody?
Just anybody.
Oh, it's got to be Nebraska. Gifford, because I haven't talked to him much.
Isaac Gifford.
Yeah, Isaac Gifford, the Nebraska senior safety. I haven't talked to him much over the years. You don't, in this new kind of world we're in, you don't really get to know players like you used to. The media corps is really big. The way Nebraska structures its media events, it's just pretty much... You know, you don't get much one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to talk to Isaac. He's had a great career here. I remember when he verbally committed to Nebraska. I covered that, and I talked to him. I don't even know if I've talked to him since. Mm. So we had his brother on, Luke Gifford.
Yeah, Luke on front last week. Yeah.
And he was great. I'd like to talk to him about Luke's got to be very influential. Mm-hmm. But also just the... Just getting an idea of his rise and then the expectations for this defense.
Mm.
I mean, they were 11th in the nation last year. Mm-hmm. They have nine starters back.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the expectation? So I'd say him.
You bet.
Probably above about anybody. We talked to Rule so much. Rule is so accessible that usually I'd say the head coach. I'm glued to it, which I will be glued to him because there's some things we haven't talked to him about. For instance, like Evan Cooper's departure, the hiring of John Butler We got to hear that stuff. Maybe talk to him about grass field coming, that sort of thing. So, there's plenty. There's going to be so much to write
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
All right. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf AD and Amon Green is next for Steve Sippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you on Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.